Blog Talk Radio.
I know what you can do. Let us lay some funk on you.
Funk on me?
Funk on you.
Music for the young and old. Music good to your ear hole.
Woman, beautiful, magic, intelligent, resilient, love, innovative, powerful, influential, unapologetic, and woke. Peace.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, Brother Eddie's class is going to be on. Oh, Brother Eddie can tell you. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're loud and clear.
Tonight's class is It's Up to Us to Fix Us. Greetings, family. Greetings, since we hadn't did a class last week, but let me do this before we really get started. If you're out there and you can hear us, press 1 so you can be pulled in and we know that you can hear, or text Sister Antoinette or myself if you don't want to talk or say anything. Text us to let us know that you can hear us. Basically, Sister Antoinette's laptop has been acting up today, and she's doing everything by the telephone or the cell phone. And the last time we did this, it was from her hospital room, and she saw the board lit up, but nobody could be pulled in. No, everybody kept dropping because, again, they just looped the music around for 23 minutes. So we never were able to talk to anybody. So if you can hear us, press 1 to be pulled in so that we know, or, as I said, text us so that we know that we are being heard. Because, again, we did a whole show and nobody heard us. So I want to make sure this time, instead of assuming, because Sister Antoinette might be able to see callers on her phone being the switchboard, but, again, we weren't able to do anything nor have that particular show. So I thank you for that, family, if you can hear us. And before we get started again, let me acknowledge the ancestors with Ashe, the elders with Namaste, and the family and listening audience for your time, space, your love, and honor that you're sharing with us during these critical times that we're in, family. These are critical times, and we have to come out of this state of amnesia, because that's what we've been put in, dull to sleep, state of amnesia. So with that, Sister Antoinette, were you trying to say something?
Yes. Sister Paris has her hand up.
Okay.
Okay.
Pull her in real quick then, so we can hear our dear sister.
Greetings, family. Sister. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Mother AZ. Yes.
Okay, excellent. These are some really serious times. I won't make this short. How are you feeling, Sister Antoinette?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be on this side of the dirt. I hope Brother West chimes in. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to do the Brother West, but I feel like it. Anyway, thank us. You're correct. You're correct, Brother. You are correct, and I'm grateful that you are doing what you're doing, because, family, we got to pay attention to the numbers. This ain't no freaking joke. These are Brother West times. That's all I'm going to say it like that. Thank us. Peace. I love you. I'm listening. I'm on mute.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother AZ. We appreciate it, and glad we're being heard by the family. And hopefully other listeners will chime in during this show, because this is a roundtable conversation that we need to have, because, again, we can't just sit back and listen, and don't apply, which means there's action put behind whatever you see that resonates and fits you. So without further ado, let me start off with today's date, being 9/13/2023. which comes to a two family. No coincidence that it's up to us to fix us comes to 83, which is also a two. This is part of the communication, 38, which is a two, that we need to basically reboot. And again, come out of this state of amnesia so we could start to remember, because a lot of us have truly forgot. We forgot because, again, we won't even reflect on our past and see the things that we heard, we went through, that we missed. We missed it because of a particular program. So let me digress right quick and give Sister Antoinette the opportunity to bring in any current events that she might have. So, Sister Antoinette, if you have anything, this is your time to bring it in to the family.
Okay. In Pennsylvania, they had where, well, he's still a child as far as I'm concerned, but a young prison, and he had the police and everything from Chester County looking for him for 2 weeks, and they finally caught him today, where they locked everything down, you know, the schools and everything, where killed everything. Children couldn't go to school or anything else. And they were telling people to lock in their houses, don't go out, you know. And they finally caught him today. And the mother had said that this boy knew how to survive for the way that he was raised, because they were raised very poor. And it's something that excuse worked for white folks, but it would not have worked for black folks. But they went in and caught this boy, you know, which is a young man. They caught him, and he was sleeping, and they woke him up, you know, no incident, didn't kill him or anything else. I mean, which is good. I'm not saying killing, but, you know, even though, you know, we say that we should have got the same treatment, we wouldn't have. And not that I want us to even put that to the test on, you know, oh, well, we should test it for us. But it's just ironic how the law, the scales of justice is not equal when it comes to us. And I think that's one of the things that we have to work on fixing us, is ensuring that the system is right for us, you know, that we're not out here making these crazy things that break the law. Okay, I said it, Eddie. I'm done.
Okay. Yes, like we all have here and there, we've been seeing this five again. That's the code, family. When we hear things, we better stop putting that five on it. I got five on it.
Yes.
That's part of the code. That's part of the change.
Yes.
That we're bringing, see? They keep pumping the same nonsense, the same way we'll go back and say we know we wouldn't be treated equal. We know this already. We ain't even got to bring it up.
Right.
See? So the thing is that we have to know what we need to do to fix us.
Yeah.
Because as you said, hopefully we don't go out and do anything. Well, we know that's a lie.
Right.
We got too
yeah.
many crazy young black folks.
Yeah.
Out here doing crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
Dressing crazy, acting crazy, doing everything under the sun. And it's It's upon us. This is our duty. This is the baton that we carry now, that we have to pass it back to that last leg and pull them up. As I said, it's up to us to fix us. And we start off with that communication. The majority of our youth don't know how to communicate. They didn't have a good relationship with their parents, whatever the reasons might be. They didn't learn much in school because, like a lot of us, we didn't like education the way we were being taught. The nonsense that we were constantly being told about who we were by somebody else. We can go back, especially me, and I know a lot of the family members who are baby boomers and a little bit younger generation, who remember talking to different people, black people, who stated 40, 50 years ago that they were Indians. See? And that's the brainwash that we were taught, that everybody black was from Africa, by way of Africa, by way of the slave trade. Remember, it was 200 years before we were allowed to read. Why is that? Because they were putting the information, his story, the way he wanted it to be taught. So the amnesia that we don't remember, that we were carpet color here already. And because of that 200 years not permitted to read, they whitewash the carpet color. And the color of the carpet people became red after they inbred it with us. We forgot. As they say, they'll never forget, using a term from the Jewish Holocaust. They'll never forget. We forgot. We've been dull to sleep. Again, amnesia on the brain, which makes us insane.
Yeah.
But these are the things that we have to do. Start reflecting on these things. So, again, we can bring the truth to the forefront instead of regurgitating the educational system was not conducive to who we are as black people. We regurgitate all of the nonsense that we believe that we were taught. But again, I love it that using the term of the title tonight, it's up to us to fix us. Family, I want us to know this. We've been doing it now for the last 20 to 30 years, fixing us, because we're no longer accepting the educational system behind what somebody else says to be an expert or to be factual. We're finally doing what we heard would never be done 40, 50 years ago. All I heard as a youth and a young adult coming up, black people will never get together. Black people don't trust each other. Black people can't get no money together because they're going to try to steal from each other. All the nonsense that we gravitated to because we started regurgitating that nonsense. No more. Now we are basically using things that our elders left for us. Dr. Francis Quest Welsing, Dr. Sabe, Dr. Blair. I can go on all of these black historians and experts who we now quote, not coming from them, This is coming from us because they're part of what's helping us fix us, because we're not going back to that same old smack of regurgitated education of slavery. We weren't slaves, but our minds were enslaved. This is why we're just now breaking these shackles where people can feel proud of who they are, being the carpet color native of this land. Again, them giving us all of this, and again, they even stopped or wouldn't teach what the Native Indians or the Black nations here were doing, because they had to change the scope of who we were so that we wouldn't recognize ourselves. We wouldn't know that stand your ground was right here. The majority of us didn't come by way of slave ships. That was implanted in the head, especially after 200 years of them changing the pigment, that hue, the colors. They're great for that. See, because the biggest story ever told was of a Black man being hung. And instead of a tree, it was a cross. Tree is 22, cross is 22. Don't get it twisted, family, because somebody gave you a story and you didn't know who you were. Jesus was Black. A lot of us think that or act like we're afraid to say these things. If color wasn't important, why in the hell did they change his color and put it up everywhere around the world, or especially here in the United States, showing Jesus as a white man, if it wasn't important? And they done pushed that in the head so much that we don't even recognize the pigment of who we were and who he was. They wouldn't parade no white man, just like you just said, with this criminal they've been chasing for 2 weeks or 14 days to five, baby.
Yeah.
They paraded Jesus around just like they did any other nigger and hung him up in a tree as a spectacle so other niggers could see him and get in order. They just didn't tell you that. See? Still don't want you to know. How in the hell the Jews, who basically had him persecuted and killed, end up being number one in their mind? And we still push this instead of, again, like I said, anytime I hear anything about the Holocaust, cool, damn it, but you ain't told me nothing about no Black damn Jew that was over there. Because Jew is a religion, it ain't a color.
That's right.
You got Black Jews everywhere, and you didn't say a damn thing about what they went through, like all the damn Jews were white. Get out. See, we got to wake up out of this state of amnesia, because we're definitely in it. That's why it's up to us to fix us with the information that we're getting all around this internet, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. I don't care where, as long as it's information that we could use, that we also go back and do our homework and find out that we ain't regurgitating nobody else's nonsense. We find our true self in the truth. See, another thing too, I've been tripping out. I've been seeing a commercial that says sciencemoms.com. Pull it up, fam. Sciencemoms.com. And these moms are basically advocating for global warming. We've been through that, talking about global warming. Thanks, cuz. I see you gave a thumbs up where you could hear. Appreciate it. But again, if you pull it up, family, I'm going to just read these first lines to you of these science moms talking about climate change is real. Most climate. Science Moms is a nonpartisan group of climate scientists who are also moms. Ain't that a bitch? They just told on themselves. You gonna mention you're science moms and you are nonpartisan? That's goddamn, we talking politics then. Why in the hell, being a scientist, would you use that you are nonpartisan unless you are? See, we got to learn, and for me, knowing the number gives it to me, it'll give it all of us right away. But now you got these so-called scientists claiming to be moms pushing climate change. I said before, if you go and pull up John Coleman, who was the founder of the Weather Channel, John Coleman with 60 years of science and meteorologist, stated in the 90s, that climate change, global warming is a hoax. The reason that he got out in 96 was because he could not deal with politics taking the forefront of science. It trumped science. Thank you, Al Gore. And now you got science moms pushing it. As we said, tonight's class and show comes to a two. Don't get it twisted. Climate change is 47, a two, family. It's cold. Two is black. It's for us that they're talking about. Keep saying these are colds. There is no such thing as climate change. The code for climate change is an attitude change. Our attitude, just like we're talking now, is change. We ain't pushing this bull no more. It's our attitude that they recognize the change. Why you think everything is at warp speed to bring in this coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19, a.k.a. what is that, the Delta variant? I mean, we can keep going on because it ain't going to stop. That's why two is booster, and that's why they pushing a booster shot. This is why they pushing mass. Mass is two. Booster is two. Air is two. We can't inhale air properly with mass on. Every doctor and teacher knows this, that the air we breathe comes from the plant. The biggest plant on the planet is the trees. This is why they hung us on trees. Strange fruit, baby. That tree back then was called a cross. Strange fruit, hanging from the cross, hanging from the tree. We can't relate it because we're into somebody else's history of what's what. Not being able to see anything other than the program of nonsense that we were given. Time is up. Time is over. They know it. We don't, but that's the attitude change that we're coming to, that we're in. I hear people and people are sending me things with all other black people. I don't get too many things sent by any white people telling us this and that anymore. If they're not black, they're from other ethnic groups, be it Hindu, Asian, what have you. The darker hue of people are waking up. Stay woke. Niggas creeping. They going to find you. They going to catch you sleeping. Ooh, stay woke. See, what we give right now through communication is the medicine we need. We don't need to keep taking these damn pills that will kill you. That's part of the plan. They've been doing that before they came up with these vaccines. Been feeding us pills. Feeding our babies pills now. ADHD, Ritalin. For our hyperactive children and all these other titles and names that they've given. Because the key to all of this is that's what they want to do. Take your babies. That's why a lot of us still refer to our baby and children as kids. Damn it, they're not kids. Nowhere in that book that anybody reads called the Bible that they refer to your babies as kids. How did we jump on that bandwagon? And we still push it. We've been talking about it too long, and I still hear my family on different radio shows, blog talk, calling our babies kids, father putting them in this position for a sacrifice, because that's what a kid is used for, a sacrifice. And all of your babies are in public schools, sacrifice, giving the system permission to do what they want to do with your babies. That's why they're teaching them homosexual activity in schools, butt plugs, and all this other nonsense. Somebody asked me about a child getting upset because the moms didn't want them to dye their hair. It's the same thing with a baby talking about they want to be a girl and they a boy, or they want to be a boy and they a girl. And we're allowing this insanity. Just going along with it. When the government came in talking about you didn't have a right to discipline your child, to hell with you. Put me in jail because I'm going to do mine. I'm going to discipline mine. Well, they're all grown now, and I must say out of five children, none of them been incarcerated. None of them been in trouble. Not serious trouble, I would say. I know they done got into some little shit I don't know. We all did.
Yeah.
But they ain't got in no serious trouble of any sort because of what I and their mothers instilled in them. See? Once we allowed the government to step in and tell us what we can't do to our children, they ain't bringing them up. They ain't feeding them. They ain't supporting them. They ain't putting them through school. And I'm going to listen to these. Woo, come on. See?
Yeah, that's right.
We got to be put on alert. As the song said, catch up and see. Catch up is 29, a 2. We're talking about 2 tonight. And most of that 29 deals with what you believe. Believe is 29 or 2. Catch up, family. Stop believing in the okey-doke. Stop believing in the bull. Stop regurgitating, especially. See, if we stayed on the 2, it's called universal principles. And universal principles are no more than negative and positive. Either or. The universe does not discriminate between negative and positive because it's both. We are the same. We echo what's coming from the universe. But what we've lost is our morals, our standards, our principles.
Yeah.
That's what we're dealing with right now. We've become the jokes. The tricks are being played on us because we continue to allow ourselves to regurgitate the nonsense that was put in our face as children. And some of us are just grown-up children. Once we mature, we see the difference. But these are the things we have to do to truly catch up. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. We better stop acting like nuts and act like we got some true sense. See, because the games are constantly being played on us because we truly don't recognize the game. I don't care how it is that you recognize the game, find your way. My way of recognizing it is through the numbers behind the words. That's why game, recognize game. Game 14, we recognize that 14, the game. Just like things were put into us, and again, we gravitated towards a lot of stuff that we didn't know the number to. We didn't know that that code, especially, family, you know, I watch cartoons practically all day. I'll stop and watch the news here and there. This is why I saw the young man that Sister Antoinette was talking about that had escaped, which we know somebody helped him. That's another story.
Yeah.
But as children, especially us boys, love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Heroes in a Half Shell. Again, not knowing the number, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is 104, which is 5. It's part of the code. Code is 14 to 5. It's the change, 23 to 5, that we're talking about with the attitude. It ain't no climate. The climate is our attitude that is changing. And they are aware of this. Even again, the way I can recognize these numbers and words, don't you think? Somebody in their realm, because I didn't make this system up of gematria. Got it from Marty Lees. He got it from someplace else. But don't think they don't know this system that I'm revealing. That's why reveal is 23, the 5. This medicine that we're feeding each other is therapy, family. It's our therapy to remember what we were taught to forget, because we didn't just forget, we were taught. We were put through their systems of education to be taught how to forget who we are. And again, the time has changed that we now are remembering. Let me go to another transition dealing with cartoons. There's another one that dealt with transformation. It dealt with transmutation. It was called Transformers. And by the way, transformation is 50, transmutation is 50, and Transformers is 50. As a child, they were showing us all of this. They had it, Transformers, robots in disguise. Ain't we talking about AI constantly? Transhumanism? They were showing us right there in the cartoon. And not only did they say robots in disguise, they said more than meets the damn eye. It's right in front of us and we still can't see it. Because they're hidden in plain sight behind the number of the word, family. See, you ain't going to get this from no school book. Only we are here to help us fix us. How is somebody who wanted to dominate you and me want to educate you and me? It don't make sense. Nobody going to truly educate you and they dominate you. We still being dominated and believing the education of those who put it in our face. Just like this global warming, climate change. Stop the nonsense. They ain't crazy. We are. When we accept this and we believe it and we start talking about global warming and climate change. Because we didn't remember 25,920 years that the age of Aquarius does the same thing, that cycle. That's who we are now. In 25,920 years from now, we all going to be dead. This is going to be recycled again. We're talking about the millions of years that this earth has been here. And we're only talking about a very small portion of 25,920 years. And we have all of this information that has never been released because we started at the beginning dealing with the Bible. And that's only 6,000 years ago. This is why a lot was left out, and we all know that. Hidden books of the Bible, the lost books, all these darn things. And we act like we start from that little bitty excerpt that they give us of the Bible as that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They left shit out purposely. And we act like we're afraid to discuss these things. These are the things that we discuss that's going to fix us. We can't keep regurgitating what doesn't make sense. It doesn't common sense, a lot of things that they tell you. Don't make common sense. And we still regurgitate it and throw it up on each other as it's factual. Like we done did all the homework and find out what's truly true and what's not. No. Just like these science moms talking about climate change and giving me no science, but telling me they're nonpartisan. Get the woo. So family, yes. And if anybody has their questions or anything, this is part of us fixing us. You can't sit back in the cut and constantly be spectators.
We have a caller now, Brother Eddie.
Okay, let's bring the family in.
Okay. Hello, Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette. And I think you're going to have to go in there and turn the tap on in the kitchen, Eddie, because you're on fire right now, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to have to jump in the shower after this because I'm sweating. So, yeah, you right on point with
that.
Yeah,
if you get any hotter, boy, they're going to dial 911. and we just went past 911 2 days ago. So, you know.
That's it, 2 days ago. 9/11, that's right. Anniversary, 22 years, family, 22 years.
Right. Yep. And the key part, and you're talking about the Helios Biblios, Simon the Cyrene, remember him?
Yeah.
He was from Libya. He was from Africa. And so you look at something. You got all of them, them, them Jews as, and people along the route that they say he walked. But why was it the African came out and helped to bear the cross that he was to do, was he was to be put on?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever has anybody ever questioned that. Why was Simon the Cyrene? And they only mention him in one part. Each one, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, only mention him once, and they talk in the gospel, and they talk about he was the father of Alexander and Rufus. So, you know, that looks that part in saying, you know, they're talking about Jerusalem and this and the other, but that's where he came from, because when he was a child and Herod was killing the firstborn, what did they tell him to go? And they ain't never moved Egypt off of Africa, continent. So there was Africa. And the part of it is that we get this story and it's been changed and changed and changed and changed to today, you know, we get a watered-down version that the ink is almost gone because you can't hardly read what's going on. And this is the part that I'm seeing is this is why I'm putting together this piece is DI on TI versus AI with MI. And the part of it is that the divine intelligence on Turtle Island versus AI, which is the artificial intelligence. What we're creating is more what? Mental illness, the MI. Because what did Malcolm say? As we sick boss turning around here and we running around talking about climate change and you know, all of these things in which gets into social media, and we've been so geared up through social media that we don't even know how to come together as humans to be social. Only way we can seem to do it is on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, any of those things. And you know today that the PayPal mafia was sitting before Congress today. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Zuckerberg was all there because the government is trying to say, we need to do something about this AI. And what are y'all going to tell us how to do what we could do to help get control of this AI? Because they're overstanding the mind change that is coming about. You're transforming generations. You're transforming generations from the 90s till now. Is going on two generations. And you're looking at the babies. These babies that are now in the womb and the part of them that's being nurtured by being set, instead of sitting on grandma's lap, they sit in front of a laptop. What are we doing to ourselves? You know, I tell people, I have it on my kitchen counter in there. I got a phone book with all the numbers written in it that I have, that I know who's who. How many folks really have a phone book? Because if that power go out, you can't call nobody because you don't remember.
Yeah,
and the other part, and the other part is getting ready to happen with the, and you're seeing that they're converting, they're trying to get rid of the 3/4 pound of cotton and 25% linen. You know what 3/4 pound of cotton and 25% linen is?
No.
Eddie?
Is that the dollar bill, the money that they use to make?
That's what they, it's linen. It ain't paper. It's made out of cotton and linen. We're still in this age of cotton because we want money. Part of it is the same thing. It's the textile. And see, we done went from picking cotton to clicking phones, clicking keyboards, clicking iPads. Both of them is fiber. One is fiber optics. One is the fiber in which created the industrial age. They created all of this capitalism and white supremacy from that white cotton. But the thing that and I was on a show and was telling folks about it, if you go to a major department store and you're looking at sheets, what is going to be the quality sheet that you would buy?
Cotton.
Egyptian cotton.
Yeah.
Egyptian cotton is the highest quality cotton.
Yeah.
Right, because Egyptian fiber is so potent in the energy that you make with when you make your sheets and you make your pillowcases, and that part is that this is why our ancestors back in the time of Kemet used that cotton to adorn themselves. And that's how cotton got here, because it came from over there first. It wasn't no cotton here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at this whole thing, and we're calling it webs, but it you have to have thread to create a web. And what did they first do? Made textiles. You have to have thread. You turn the cotton into thread in order to create what? The textile. To create the industry. Now you turn around and you create fiber optics to create the text machines, because all you're doing is texting and clicking and texting and clicking, because all of it has to transmit through fiber optics. It ain't in the satellites. It's in the cables in the ocean. And now they're dropping the cables with the terrestrial fiber optics project. They're running the cable now from Turtle Island to go all the way around the continent, because they got to connect the fiber to the continent, because they can't bring the captives back over again, so they're going to send the information over, the fibers over there to create this new web, and then they're going to go down to the South Americas, and they're going to drop cable down there, and then they're going to connect that to it. So we're being put back in this, and we don't even look at the history of how all of it came to be. We're still being put into the web. And the thing that we have to understand, the first web was the wood wide web, the microbial, the earth, Mother Earth, the trees. And this is why they're trying to eliminate as many trees as possible, because they're trying to disconnect the main line. We know, as we do on the show and the other shows that we talk and communicate, is because, Eddie, you break down the words to give us the validation, is that you may change the word, but the number don't change. And this is what we need. We've got to have the tools in order to reconstruct, because we're put on a thing of self-destruct, because we got to reconstruct. We got to decolonize what the colonizer did. And we've got to learn to use the frequencies of what you're doing. When you speak numbers, you speak frequency. You speak words, you speak frequency. Which one that you can say these many words, but they still add up to the same number that gives you the frequency. And the frequency of 528 is love, and the frequency of 432 is nature. 369 is the frequency of the creator. And what did that song that you sung, that sang back in the day, Eddie? 369, the goose drank wine, the monkey chewed tobacco on the streetcar line, the line broke and the monkey got choked, and we all went to heaven in a little rowboat.
I remember that.
Yes. Yep.
But that was the science, because that's the Nikola Tesla, the 369. They was giving it to us in the music. Keep your head to the sky. Why did the earth, wind, and fire? All they showed you in their design was Kemet. And they got discovered when Melvin Van Peebles did what? Sweet Sweetback. That's when Earth, Wind, and Fire got discovered in Chicago.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had them to do the soundtrack for Sweet Sweetback. And they from that they moved on up.
Oh, okay.
See, that's our history.
Our story.
Yeah,
and see the thing that me and wordsmithing. O-U-R, the original universal race. Original universal race is ours. Because we are the original. Their science has proven that.
Yeah.
That's it. There's, like I said, it's been a brainwash, a mind swoop that they've done because, again, we're now recognizing with even their line of history that we were first. That's why we're dealing with, the way they lied to us to tell us everything else and slavery and all, they missed a whole bunch of our history because they wasn't here. So just like a lot of things were left out, a whole bunch of text that they wrote, they left out the most intricate things about us and who we were so that we would always know who we were. But that's part of this disillusion with the web. Verses 2, gut, feeling, gut is 2. Web is 2. See, once we got to read and start finding out the web before we got with the World Wide Web, their web that they put in front of our face was called Webster's Dictionary. This is how we got so messed up, dealing with their words of definition, giving them dominion and power over the word, when the actual word from God gives us that choice. The word that they've given us, it gives us no choice. The word stands on the definition and description and direction that they've given it. So we have no choice. Once we accept the word, when we accept the word of the Creator, we have choice, baby. We've lost our choice because we've accepted their word, their AI, their artificial intelligence.
But even we have to go back further because in the hieroglyphs, which was called Medu Neter, the words of God were pictures because he said he will tell us. He didn't say when he said, let there be light. He did what? He gave us the sun, the moon, the signs, and the seasons. He didn't give words. He gave us signs. Man created those words.
Yeah, and that's why even with their words, they tell you that a picture, one picture is worth a thousand words. See?
And that's how we wrote. Because you can go there today and you can still see the pictures. The writings in which they wrote in, because they knew that it was going to come a time that we're going to have to come back and learn our way of communication as opposed to their way of creating a word. See, they couldn't use the power of what we did because they had to find the French not until the 1800s did they even begin to decipher what it was. Because they couldn't even read it.
That is correct. That's why, as they said, even the disciples that followed Jesus were illiterate. Most of them could not read. See,
right.
So by their own knowledge of giving their history lets us know how feeble-minded they truly are, but how feeble-minded are we if we follow what the feeble-minded...
You still there?
Hello? Okay. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Now, hopefully everybody else can hear us. Miss Kim, your line is open. Can you hear us? Miss Kim?
See, I wonder if Brother Kwame called back or if he went to Sister Bev, because they got a show tonight since our show was cut and he couldn't get back in. I'm going to text my cousin and see if she can hear, because
okay.
She was saying
Eric,
she couldn't.
Yeah, area code 815, could you let us know if we can hear you, if you can hear us? Okay, well.
So they might be doing what they did the last time when you saw the numbers, but the people couldn't hear. We thought we was talking to everybody, and they couldn't hear nothing, so they might have did that because, like I said, they cut us off. So, and I had three different calls with people. Huh?
Hey, Miss Kim said you were hot. She said, you know, it was going real good. I'm tired. I'm tired of this mess.
Yeah, no, but that ain't true. That's them this time. We was going in too strong. And like I said, we can hear each other. They're letting us play music, and we can, you and I, but the rest of the people, because, again, ain't nobody text me to say that, you know, we hear you now or anything like that.
No, nothing at all. Oh, my goodness.
I just got another message from somebody saying that they can't hear.
Oh, this is just bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. This is terrible.
So, yeah.
Well, Brother Eddie, I just don't know what to say anymore.
Well, we know what's happening. And that's part of us fixing us, see? It ain't had nothing to do with it, but they can stop it because they control the real motherboard. But we was going in too hard, telling stuff. And, again, it's all about us listening to us now, not their garbage. And they was like, no, we can't have this. We can't have this. Just like I started in on sciencemoms.com, talking about their science moms, scientists who happen to be moms, but they're nonpartisan, talking about climate change. Well, no, you part of it. Shit, why would you even mention nonpartisan, which is a political term for you being affiliated with somebody? So, no, you just told on yourself. See?
Yeah.
So they think we so dumb, we hear something like that, oh, we just disbanded. Oh, they ain't got no affiliate. No, you just told on yourself. And like I said, for me, get the numbers and we'll find that shit out. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, they like to cut us, huh? If we wasn't speaking truth, somebody was going to put some power behind us, then they wouldn't care what we were talking about.
That's
if we go on here arguing and cuffing and talking about having sex and doing all kind of crazy mess, they leave us alone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let us talk nonsense. We'd be on there all day.
Yep.
You know, but no, we talking about fixing us. That ain't nonsense. So, no, they can't have that. They can't have it.
Oh, wait a minute. We got a hand up. Let's change. Just
okay.
I'm back with you. Thank us,
okay.
Sister Antoinette. I wanted to ask you, Brother Eddie, about, and I sent it to you, Sister Antoinette, the entity up, I think up in New York or Pennsylvania somewhere, that was a Boston, was trying to drown the young man who they invited to swim and tried to drown him. Now he's in court. And I sent you that link, Sister Antoinette, with his picture on it. And he's Caucasian. And I wanted to ask you, what do you think about that? And if Brother Kwame is up there as well, I'd like to have your opinion as well, Brother Kwame. He's 14, but he looks really like he's 18, from 18 to 22. You know, he's a big old guy. And what do you think about that?
Now, is this the one that escaped from prison?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. This is the one, him and some of his connections, friends or whatever, all Caucasian. And it was a little brother around about the same age, and they went to the pond. And they tried to drown him. They started with throwing rocks, and then they tried to drown him. So this 14-year-old is being indicted. I think I can go back and send it to you again, Sister Antoinette, and then maybe you can open
okay.
it up.
Yes, please.
But I'm just curious. Okay, never mind. I'm going to go back and send it to you again, so you can tell me what you think about it.
Okay. Okay.
But
that,
I did.
That'd be good.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm gonna mute.
Thank you. I don't know where anything is right now.
Yeah, sister. I mean, Sister Paris, I haven't heard anything about that. You saying what you just said was the first time I've heard of that story of any sort. So, again, if you can send it to me, I can go over it also, and I'll be able to give you a little bit more on it, dealing from the perspective of the numbers, along with us fixing us with this nonsense.
Okay.
That.
Oh, okay.
Again,
okay. I'm going to mute.
Okay. Thank you, and I'm glad that you're on. I know a lot of people are still texting me saying that they can't hear, so I'm wondering if they're letting select individuals be able to chime in and others not, because I got a text from Vegas. I got a text from California that they can't hear, but you over there in Arizona, so y'all in the West, so I don't know what's happening, you know, with certain people that can't hear anything.
I don't know. And
you
Ms. Kim, can you hear us? Because she's on here, but she's not saying anything. You know what, she may be talking to Brother Kwame.
Yeah. It could be, but yeah, Brother Kwame called me and we talked for a minute. So I told him after that I had to take a shower because I was sweating and everything. So, yeah, so I was like, man, that was wow. They did a job. But again, this is what we be talking about when we listening to shows where people ain't talking about nothing, a whole bunch of chatter, a whole bunch of talking over each other, a whole bunch of cursing, you know, that they ain't talking loud and saying nothing. They will let us keep talking.
Yeah.
You know, but as soon as we start talking about something that has some substantial information that we're able to share with one another, they don't want that. And like I said, the big thing is they don't want us talking about anything that they're not controlling. See, as long as we're regurgitating what they gave us, educational or from Twitter, this, that, and the other, then they did their job. We're echoing.
Yeah.
We're that biofeedback loop, that do loop that we just keep regurgitating the same thing. But when we break those patterns, when we are glitching the program, They don't want that. They got to get that glitch out of there, and that's where we are right now. We're the glitch. We ain't got to click or pick, like Brother Kwame said. We went from picking to clicking. Now we're the glitching. We're the glitch, and that's something they can't control, so they got to shut us down, and that's what they did.
I sent it. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I sent it, Brother A. I sent it, Sister Antoinette. I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you don't have to mute yourself, though, as long as you don't have any background.
And if you sent it, I haven't gotten it yet. If you sent it to me, yeah, it ain't came through. So, again,
I got it.
Okay. Well, it ain't come through for me yet.
Okay. Well, let me send it to you. See if it'll come
through.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Paris. Okay. When then, Brother Eddie?
While you doing that, something else I wanted to get out, and it was basically came from Brother Thomas's show on 9/11. Which was Monday, that celebration. But his title of his show was Synthetic Media. And basically,
that's what we're going through.
The synthetic media deals with our next generations, because it's them. Synthetic is no more than the algorithms we talk about. It's no more than our particular beat. Everybody has a beat. But you have the modern generation being born now. The beat is called beta. Just rearrange the letters of beat and you got beta, beta wave. That's what the algorithms are intended, again, for the youth. Because that beta wave generation after the generation called the alpha generation will be the last generation that will have any connection of what we're giving right now. The beta generation and everything after the beta will have no understanding of anything we're talking about. They won't even know real food from artificial food. We are already dealing with that now. Well, the majority of the people under the baby boomers, and I would say Generation X, right up under us, didn't know or don't know what real food is. They don't know what real chicken is. They couldn't tell you the real color of a chicken once you plucked its feathers, because they've never had the real food that we had before all of this artificial food came on the market, where we now have incredible Whoppers or incredible beef that ain't beef at all. Chicken sandwiches that ain't chicken. Well, I've been saying that as long as they've been telling us about boneless chicken wings. When have you ever seen a chicken wing that didn't have a bone? How are you going to take the bone out and not tear the chicken up? Spare me, people, but we going around talking about boneless buffalo wings, boneless chicken honey wings, and all this. Again, we accepting, allowing them to tell us this, and we buying into it. And people that don't know the real taste of chicken can't tell you that's not chicken. To them, that's chicken. Impossible Whopper, that's real beef, because they've never had real ground beef, sirloin, top of the choice cut beef. All this stuff is artificial. They've gotten better as time has went on with the preservatives that they use to give all this garbage shelf life. But this is what's killing us. It's just like another one that struck me, and this is personal, diabetes. I got it. Whole bunch of us got it.
Yeah.
Being black people. But here's the kick. They give us a basic criteria of where your blood should be as far as diabetes. They give us a standard chart that deals with Caucasians. Doesn't deal with us. And everybody is supposed to meet that quota of that chart of a Caucasian. Hell, we've been saying for the longest, the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice. They talking about us, family, copper color people. Our blood has a higher content of sugar. So the chart that we use that they give us would not be the same. We will be 20 points over what they showing us. This is what the normal rate should be. We going on trying to conform our body type with our sugar to their chart. Messed up. And ain't a black doctor, scientist, or nobody that's supposed to be for us has said a damn thing. And we running around here trying our best to get our blood down when at times our blood is normal. But compared to their chart that they give us, we're above normal. So we need to start taking drugs to bring your blood sugar down. Stop the madness, family. See, it's us that cures us. Because the damn pills they giving us like metformin and all this other stuff is killing us.
Yes.
Giving us all type of other ailments. Dealing with our kidneys. Dealing with our lungs. Dealing with our liver. This is why in an abundance of dialysis facilities have been open all throughout the black community. How is that? Why is that? Because, again, mentally, we bought in to what this chart is saying, bought into the pill regimen that they put us on for us to get or lower our blood sugar. Instead of going back to the past, reflecting. When my grandmother had all of the youth that was hyper, pee in a glass, put her finger in that glass and taste the pee and tell you if you had the sugar. Didn't call it diabetes, they called it the sugar. And grandmama knew what to get out of her garden from the farm and make it up salve or teas or bark or whatever it was, give it to us, and within a day or two, didn't take that long, blood sugars was at a normal rate.
Yeah, excuse me, Brother Eddie.
Yes, go ahead.
We have 8 minutes left in this live broadcast. If you want to go over.
No, we don't need to go over because, again, we ain't got too many people. You can't get Miss Kim in. You can see her number, but it's not in. Mother AZ, thank goodness that she got in. But a lot of people that was listening, once they couldn't get in, they turned it off.
Yeah.
They didn't try to get back in. So we can go ahead and end this. Hopefully that this will be on the other side of the first half that they gave us before they cut us off, and they did this. Hopefully we'll be able to hear this. Along with the tape so people can go back and hear the couple of things that we talked about. But, yeah, we don't need to go over because, again, we don't have the people we had at the beginning.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, at the beginning, and all we have to do is be happy, family. Don't get upset at this. Be happy that we were talking something so vital that they had to cut us off. So we know when we talk about things about this fixing us that we're talking the right thing. Again, as you said, if we was talking the garbage, the bull, they would have let us stay on talking it. But when we making sense and we talking about helping us, And coming out of this mess, when they turn us off, that lets us know we was right on the money. We was on. That's why they had to turn us off. So I appreciate what they did. I mean, I don't like it, but I appreciate it. See, because without saying anything, they let us know that we on target. We on point. And that's all we got to do is stay on point. Stay on your square. Stay in your lane. As long as we do that, ain't nothing they can do. Because that's yours. That's your life. That's your information. That's your learning. That's your square.
Yeah.
So I love it. I love it. And that, again, that's the climate change. It's the attitude change that they see that we ain't riding with that nonsense, constantly pushing climate change and global warming, because this is what they want us to. Again, we better go back to the old days and remember everything they told us was a lie. Why would they be telling us the truth that's going to save us? Just like the coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19. They ain't giving us no vaccine to save us.
No.
They giving it to us to take us out.
Yes.
They ain't never did nothing to basically save us. Shit, they put us in a condition. Why are they going to give us a vaccine to get us out of the condition they put us in? We got to wake up. Anyway, with that, Sister Antoinette, I don't have much to say other than I appreciate you and I appreciate the family who tuned in. And
thank you.
We'll try it again next week, because what I plan on doing, our next class will just be part two. We're going to do this again. It's going to be part two. See? Mm-hmm. Let us fix us part two, because we didn't finish this. So, no, we can't leave it like this. So we got to come back and add to it and give the people what they want.
Yes.
See? Because we know the system don't want it. That's why they cut us off. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just, like I said, I love it. I appreciate it. And lets me know to let me go back and do some more research, so when we have our next class, I can get a little bit deeper. They might cut us off earlier, but who cares? As long as we get whatever we can get out, that's what we're doing. We're getting it out.
Yeah.
That's helping us fix us. So anybody can go back and listen to that first half and know, okay, they cut them off because they was giving some real pertinent information. So that's what we got to do. That's what we got to keep doing it. And again, we can't let them distract us, because that's their job, is to keep us distracted with the nonsense. So if you don't have anything else to add, we can close out tonight's class and continue this next week.
Okay, Brother Harry, thank us.
Thank us, Mother AZ.
Oh.
I will.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Sister Antoinette. Thank us.
Thank you, Sister Beth.
All right.
And send me that. Send me that. Okay,
I sent it to you.
You did. You sent it to me. I got it. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to look this out, look this over with this 14-year-old charged with attempted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to read that too.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay,
all right,
y'all,
then, family.
Well, thank you.
Peace and bless.
Thank you.
All right.
Bless you.
All right, everyone, have a good night.
Peace and love,
you too,
family.
Sister.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
There are strange facts surrounding the coronavirus outbreak of 2020. In 2018, the Peerbright Institute was granted a patent for the coronavirus. The Peerbright Institute is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. On October 18th of 2019, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with John Hopkins and the World Economic Forum, hosted Event 201, a high-level pandemic simulation in New York City. The simulation, which was held just 3 months ago, was based on the coronavirus. They concluded that it could kill 65 million people and decided the solution was to have a vaccine within months of an epidemic. The same week that the coronavirus makes headlines, Netflix releases the docuseries Pandemic, How to Prevent an Outbreak, wherein the solution is vaccines and the trusted hero is Bill Gates. Meanwhile, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation fund Inovio Pharmaceuticals, Inc. to develop a coronavirus vaccine. It's weird, right? Or am I just a conspiracy theorist? What about this? 5G, an emerging technology upgrade that has many countries concerned about its impact on human health. Experts from all over the world warn of the dangers of 5G. In 2018, it was reported locally that Wuhan would be the testbed city for full 5G network operation in China. The article went on to say that it would be fully operational by 2020. And on Halloween of 2019, they turned it on. Scientists warn that 5G causes flu-like symptoms. Interesting? What is also interesting is that when trying to share the link of 5G being launched in Wuhan, Facebook blocks you from doing so because it violates their community guidelines.
Boy, Papa Duck. Boy, Papa Duck. Add this to your playlist.
That they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor and I love you. You have made me what I am. You have made me what I am.
What's her name? Her name Freedom. 400 years, I'm still waiting to meet her. 40 acres in the mule. The government so full of shit. And black folk ain't so content. Still voting for the president. Gave you the Bible, say read it. You should've knew then. Ain't no white man gon' jump off no cross and come say your black ass. I'm sorry, bro. I ain't trying to come between your religion. But God gave you common sense for a reason. I pay attention. Planned Parenthood wanna stop us from reproducing. But they don't wanna stop the police for up and shooting. The food that we eat, the government know it's cancerous. Doctors get paid to put your ass on dialysis. Mama sick right now, I know you heard. But don't give her them pills, my nigga, give her them herbs. Chinese buying up land in Africa and Jamaica. Acting like you sleep, my nigga, y'all better wake up. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your ass with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds.
Only thing they gon' do is just turn against one another. Conspiracy and Rico, some shit that they don't wanna speak on. Niggas going to prison for fucking with them PPP loans. My dog at the crib, he happy, he got his stimulus. Saying to myself, this all y'all think a nigga worth. Get that shot in your arm, y'all must be crazy. From the same motherfuckers round here kidnapping babies. Emasculating men, it quickly became a trend. Now they wearing tight pants, my nigga shit, I'm just saying. Artificial, go study what's humanism. Black folks showing up dead with their organs missing. You might not like it, but Trump and Joe Biden work for the same people, so please don't get excited. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your ass with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian.
So won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds.
You and me, such a fool. I'm so lost in your love.
People in general, we coming. You're my leader. We coming.
Coming. Coming. No,